The most unique and exciting station serving the most unique and exciting city on earth. This is 102.3 FM WHIV New Orleans, community radio in the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
This is Julie Holman, and I am from Bonafide Yoga and Wellness here in New Orleans, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans, a community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as the Dalai Lama once said, the world doesn't belong to leaders. The world belongs to all humanity.
That's no reason to hold me back.
Thank you. you can't stop me now. Say it loud. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now.
Thank you. Laura and I to Uptown, Mid-City to the West Bank. We've got you covered, New Orleans. WHIV 102.3 FM.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
To the child, there is power in This is Ken from Ken Swartz and the Palace of Sin. You're listening to WHIV LP 102.3 FM New Orleans. Peace on the planet and or war.
I pounded on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I had come a long, long way. Said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. Went out, comes the farmer. He must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, be that traveling salesman that I had heard about. I said, oh, no, no, I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college, too. Then in comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of a Dolce Vita. I immediately tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I'm born at the bottom of a wishing well. He said, I guess you're tired. He said, it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bet for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cow. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. Said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh, no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cow. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled out like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way. It came charging down the stairs, saying, what's that I heard you say? Said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. And I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about a mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Commie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Reader said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at our motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomp, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
This is 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, the voice of the city.
Freedom Highway. Get your hands on the money, yeah. Better buy everything you can get. You know you can't take it with you. I never seen a almond crawl till a funeral, yeah. I ain't never seen a almond crawl behind a funeral, yeah. Never seen a almond crawl follow a funeral, yeah.
WELOVE
108
FM.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Brother,
hey. Listen, if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm singing.
Hey.
Giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing, while the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want, gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. With calcium, that's alive. Designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives,
we got to pump the stuff to make you tough.
From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
Yeah. Oh, beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness.
Don't rest the show.
We got the
Hi, this is Marcello Bonetti from Trapper Keeper. You're listening to 102.3 WHIV LP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to human rights and social justice and all war.
Homes built before 1978 are likely to contain lead-based paint, which may flake after being soaked by flood water. Lead is a toxic metal that causes many negative health effects, especially in children. Disturbing materials containing lead-based paint may release lead dust into the air. If you suspect that debris in your home is contaminated with such paint, seek help from public health authorities or specially trained contractors from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses, an unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
God is a concert by which we measure our pain. I'll say it again. God is a concept by which we measure our pain, yeah, pain, yeah. I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in I Ching. I don't believe in Bible.
I'd like to live to ripe old age with Yoko only. And I'm not afraid of dying. I don't know how I'd feel at the moment, but I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Is it a bird?
No!
Is it a plane?
No!
Is Superman?
Yeah!
Up, up and away.
Mourn, mourn, mourn.
it now. Yeah, slow that thing down. Yeah, now that's right. Now you got me in the mood. I dreamed last night the sky was falling down.
Sky was falling down.
I dreamed last night the sky was falling down.
Sky was falling down.
It was only a bed bug making his last go round.
Sky was falling down. Make
gonna take that wig I bought you and let your head go bald.
Your head go bald.
Gonna take that wig I bought you and let your head go bald.
Your head go bald.
Cause without a wig you ain't got no hair at all.
Now you your head long, cause you ain't got no hair at all.
Mission for social justice and human rights and a peaceful planet, and we won't back down. This is 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio for the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
This is Mark Grissom, and I am the bass player with Ken Swartz in the Palace of Sin. We just did a benefit for WHIV at the Hi-Ho, and you're listening to 102.3 WIV-LP in New Orleans, the community radio station dedicated to human rights and social justice. And as the Dalai Lama once said, my religion is very simple. My religion is kindness.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey,
brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop
right on.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Thank you.